good morning. Stella speaking.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to get enrolled in Freedom Care. Sign up for it.
Like you want to work as a home health aide or you need the care?
I'm a patient that's wanting my pick to take care of me.
Sure, we can help you and get you signed up. Were you approved already for home care services?
Yes. I think I was a while back.
You were already? With which agency?
Yes.
How many hours?
He would be full-time. He would be a live-in is what he would be. John Kane, I'm his ex-wife. I would be his caretaker.
He got approved for live-in services?
I'm sorry?
You got approved, like he got approved to get live-in services?
Sweetheart, I don't know what he had got approved for. Yeah.
Okay, so what we can do is I can take down all of his information and I'll have a specialist assigned to his case. She's going to help him, see what he's approved and sign you up as the caregiver and make sure everything is good, okay?
Okay, baby, I'll give you back to him. I was just trying to explain to you what he needed. He needs 24-hour care. John is starting to have memory lapses, and he can't bend fully over. So it's like if he drops something, he can't get it. And if he bends over to get it, his equilibrium is off, and he goes all the way down. So he worked all through COVID, and it tore him down. So he's just – and he's on SSDI right now, and he still has to have another surgery to go through, and two of them. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I thought it was one. It's two more. So see how far behind I am. But yeah, he needs everything.
So it will depend on Medicaid. They will come down to the house and evaluate him and see how many hours he can get approved.
I get it, sweetheart. I get it. I'm gonna give him back to you. Thank you.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. So, do you have Medicaid?
Parts A and B.
That's Medicare. Let me take down your information. Let me see if I can log in. And let me see if it sounds good. 1 second. Hold on.
I'll be back.
Give me a minute. What's your first and last name?
John Pace.
How do I spell your last name?
P-A-C-E.
P-A-C-E?
P as in Paul, A as in Ace, C as in Cat, E as in Ethan.
Got it. And what's your date of birth?
December 6, 1962.
December 6, 1962. Got
it. Yeah, I'm 63.
I see your Medicaid is inactive. Are you aware about that?
His Medicaid is not inactive. We are aware of that. So whatever you got going on.
Well, I don't know if I got Medicaid or Medicare.
Your Medicare Part A and Part B is active, but your Medicaid is inactive.
Oh, okay, sweetheart.
Okay.
Because we're a Medicaid-funded agency, you'll need to reactivate your Medicaid because we are only serviced under Medicaid. Would you want to do that?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, does it take away if you activate that? What does it take away from the Medicare Part A and B? What does he lose?
It doesn't really matter because it's two separate things. One don't interrupt in the other. Like if he gets approved for Medicaid, like if they can reactivate it, then doesn't mean like nothing will happen with his Medicare.
So you're just going to enroll him in Medicaid. You're not going to mess with his other, right?
We're not going to enroll him in Medicaid because we're not doing it.
No.
But we can only serve you if you're going to do it, and then we can help you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Do you want to call the state?